St. Canice's Kilkenny Credit Union sponsors the featured match on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM.
James Stevens 219, Dixborough 112. Derbies in Kilkenny hurling are renowned for having hurling supporters on the edge of their seats and with no fingernails come 60 minutes. Unfortunately, Nolan Park on Friday night saw neither of those two things as James Stevens powered to a comfortable and much needed victory in the St. Canice's Credit Union Senior Hurling League. Fans were greeted with a somewhat cagey start as it appeared both sets of players were feeling each other out. It wasn't long before we got our first goal of the evening when a surrounded Martin Gaffney tapped the ball into the net to give his Borough side a 1-0 lead after just 46 minutes of play. This would be the last time Dixborough would lead as James Stevens, who were no doubt still hurting from their county final defeat, put on the style and panache from this point forward. David Walton got Niall Tyrrell's outfit on the score sheet after a minute of play when he pointed his first free of the afternoon. Despite the village's impressive display, they were guilty of some poor wides, none more so than young prodigy Luke Scanlon, who struck two gilt-edge opportunities off target. Dixborough would fail to take the warning signs and fell victim to Matthew Root's goals in the 6th and 7th minutes as Root's poacher instincts came to the fore. The 60 seconds between the two goals were, in my opinion, the most important, as it set down the foundations for the rest of the match. From a village perspective, you could see a surge in confidence, but far from it from their city rivals, it was quite the opposite. James Stevens would score four of the next five scores to put them into a 2-5 to 1-1 lead with 14 minutes played. The remainder of the half was very much score for score, with points from the likes of Luke Scanlon, Shane Stapleton and Martin Gaffney, who pulled off a great catch before splitting the posts. At half time, it was James Stevens 2-12, Dixborough 1-5, in what was a very forgettable for Borough fans half in Nolan Park. The second half was very much a non-event in many respects, as James Stevens' players seemed to be winning their individual battles right across the field, leaving their Dixborough counterparts all out of ideas. Question marks surrounding the umpires in the opening minutes were raised as Tyke Dwyer's shot was judged to have gone wide. Perhaps a low sun facing the press box could have affected our view in that instance. However, in a largely forgettable half, Dixborough showed great spirit as they continued to take points from the likes of Martin Gaffney, Paul O'Flynn, Shane Stapleton, who performed well from freeze, but unfortunately from their perspective, so did the village, and you could always rely on David Walton, and you always felt the men from Patrick's Parish would push away. The scoreline could have been much worse for the county champions, but for the lack of the village's ruthlessness in front of goal, as in the 36 minutes, spectators got to see great link-up play between Conor Brown and Matthew Root and Niall Brazel, whose effort went agonisingly wide. 5 minutes later, Luke Scanlon would have been kicking himself for failing to convert a gilt-edged chance as his shot drifted wide. Bill Sheehan had a goal chance for the Borough, but it was saved, and this would have made little difference in the overall context of the match. For neutrals, this would have not whetted the appetites for the local championship. However, Niall Tyrrell would have been doing cartwheels come full time. As for Dixborough, it's back to the drawing board, and no doubt the question that will be dominating the parishes of Canices and Mary in the coming days is, how would we replace Killian Buckley? The full time score from Nolan Park on Friday night was James Stevens 219, Dixborough 112.
St. Canice's Kilkenny Credit Union sponsors the featured match on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM.
City Sport on Community Radio, Kilkenny City.
St. Canice's Credit Union Kilkenny sponsors Man of the Match on Community Radio, Kilkenny City, 88.7 FM. Nicky Brennan and Liam Kelly O'Rourke watched this match for Community Radio Kilkenny City Sport, and their unanimous decision that Matthew Root was the man of the match. His two early goals set the tone for James Stevens and gave them the confidence to go on and win the game handsomely in the end. While Conor Brown and others were outstanding for James Stevens throughout the game, the two goals from Matthew Root proved to be decisive in the overall outcome of the game. So Matthew Root is the wordy winner of the St. Canice's Kilkenny Credit Union man of the match on this occasion. St. Canice's Credit Union Kilkenny sponsors Man of the Match on Community Radio Kilkenny City 88.7 FM.